You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. My car just quit.
Oh,
yeah,
no, I'm
in Tennessee on Mississippi, 936 Mississippi.
Okay, sorry.
Mississippi. I'm sorry. Are you local?
No, ma'am, but I can definitely locate and map you. So you're on an interstate or a highway?
I'm on a street in front of a business, parked directly on a business's front door.
Okay, no worries. We can definitely find you. Let's go ahead and get you taken care of so we can get you off the side of that road. Can I have the spelling of your first name to begin?
N-I-C-O-L-E.
Thank you. And the last name?
Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's a good callback number in case we ever got disconnected?
Oh, I'm a 558, y'all. 901-558-7296.
Okay, that's 901-558-7296.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to receive a text message of the driver's name and phone number and ETA?
Yes, ma'am. I think you all might have another phone number on file for me. If you want it.
Is this a good contact number to contact you if you get disconnected from me?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you have your policy number available?
Let me see. I know I do. Let me see. Okay. Let's see if I took a picture. Since I don't have a card on me. Okay. It is 01 PA 59 13 558.
Okay, that was 01 P as in Peter, A as in Apple. 591-3558.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Okay, and for security purposes, can I have you to validate the address on the policy for me?
1910. Asa Drive, apartment 14, 38109.
Thank you. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about today?
2006 Infiniti G35. I'm just noticing they didn't even put
the
apartment number on the car.
Okay, that was a 2006 Infiniti
G35. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what's the color of the vehicle?
Silver.
Okay. All right, and you just stated that the vehicle stopped and quit on you. Are you requesting a tow service today?
Yes, ma'am.
Does the vehicle have power?
It's going out of power. We crank it up, it goes out of power.
All right. So I have a quick question for you. If you're just to put it into the on position without cranking it, will it still go into neutral?
Yes, it will go into neutral.
Okay. Okay, so I just have a quick couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't apply, you can just state no, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
Always. I don't even know.
Okay, no worries.
Four-wheel drive or standard. It's front-wheel drive.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, thank you.
And is today's service a result of an accident?
Say that one more time.
Is today's service a result of an accident?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
All right.
It just went out of power as I was driving.
And you'll be the person there with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Well, I have a friend that's with me, but they have to go. That's what I really wanted to know. Do I have to be here with the vehicle?
No, ma'am. If you would like to leave that vehicle unattended, you would have to leave the keys. Just tell us where the keys will be left. Make sure the doors are unlocked. And just agree to a verbal waiver stating that if anything happens to that vehicle before the provider gets there, that we're not responsible.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I can't leave the keys. Oh, no. She said if I leave, I'll have to leave the keys. I can't leave that key, man. Not over here.
Okay,
I have to wait. How long would it be? Do you know?
No, ma'am. I won't know until I actually start reaching out to providers to see who's available to come out and assist.
She won't know until she starts reaching out to find out who's available. Man. No. Oof. Okay. I guess I'll just leave it in there.
Okay, so you want to leave it unattended?
Okay, because I can't hold him up, you know. But
I mean, do you have as far as with how is your gas tank made? Are you able to just go into the gas tank? Can you leave it in the gas tank in that little cubby hole?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. It's not one of those gas tanks where you can just open it or.
No, it's not one of those.
What would you have to do? Pop it open with, or do you have to open it with the key?
With the unlock thing. Look, I got so much going on in my head right now. Just go on. It don't matter, honey. Just send them. And I just let them leave the key. I just don't want to hold him up because he got a lot to do, and I want his significant other to kill him. I'm just going to tell him that, hold up, wait, let me go to his trunk.
Okay, and where do you plan to leave the key?
Oh, shit. Don't do that. Okay, I'm leaving it in the trunk. It's a pair of shoes in the trunk. And I'm going to leave it in the black Nike on top of the brown box.
Okay.
So it's going to be in the trunk. As long as the doors are unlocked, he can push a button on the back of the trunk under the brake light. And it'll pop the trunk open.
Oh, okay. So the trunk release button is not on the inside of the car. It's where the brake light is.
It's two, one on the inside and one on the outside. So he can push as long as I have the doors unlocked. He can push this button on the outside under the brake light. and it'll open the trunk, and he can just go in there in the black night. The key is in the black night.
And is that the left or the right brake light?
Left.
Left.
All right, and you say that the key will be inside the trunk in the black Nike.
On top of the box, yes, ma'am. On the left hand side.
All righty. And what is the address of the building that you're currently in front of?
963 Mississippi 38126.
Okay, is that Mississippi Boulevard?
No, ma'am.
You said no?
No.
No.
What's the name of the company?
Echo in the background.
Yes, ma'am. What's the name of the building?
MC, M as in Mad, T, Outreach Ministries, it's a daycare center, Outreach and Learning Center. Did you close that hood good?
Yeah. Good,
we're
good.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm not sure, but I ain't got no choice but to be sure. Make sure it's unlocked. Hello.
Okay, so the address that we came up with in our system, it is showing 963 Mississippi Boulevard, Memphis, Tennessee, 38126.
Right. Flat out. Not Mississippi Boulevard, right? Oh, so they consider this Mississippi Boulevard? Okay, Mississippi Boulevard. Oh, yeah, he's right there. Biggest thing on the It's 963 Mississippi Boulevard. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the address of where you plan to take the vehicle?
My home address, the 1910 ASA.
All righty, thank you. And what was the apartment number?
14.
Okay, so I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider to get everything set up for you. Since you did opt into the text message feature, you will receive a text message of the driver's name, phone number, and the estimated time of arrival. Was there anything else I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, ma'am. I appreciate you.
Okay, and I will have the provider to call you once he gets to the scene as well. So if you do see an unknown number, make sure to answer.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
It was my pleasure. You have a good night, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
You can call it.